Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ashley with your Tuesday morning Zlines. In local news, Queensland has been hit with a slow-moving storm that has shed almost 300 millimetres of rain in just 3 hours. Isolated falls are predicted this week with moderate to heavy rainfall set for Queensland's southern interior and southeast. Homes just outside of Brisbane have been reported to be cut off by floods and 17 swiftwater rescues have been carried out. This storm has sparked concerns for flash flooding as ex-tropical cyclone Carilli is ensuring more wet weather in Queensland's northwest only days after crossing the coast. In national news, a young woman in Sydney has been found in a stable condition after she was bitten by a shark at a private wharf on Sydney Harbour. The incident occurred at 7:45 p.m. with emergency services swiftly sending a helicopter to her rescue. The woman remains in a stable condition in the hospital after suffering serious injuries to her leg and severe blood loss. Police have arrested a 16-year-old boy for causing a major train crash in Sydney. After affecting around 29 people, the boy has since been charged with over 13 offences, including doing an act with intent to kill or injure a person on the railway. The teenager was refused bail and is to appear in a children's court later today. In international news, French farmers have blocked major motorways around France with tractors in a tug of war with the government over concerns about inflation and competition from cheap imports. Similar to the Netherlands nitrogen crisis, the government is forcing farmers to meet certain conditions to receive European Union subsidies, including a requirement to devote 4% of farmland to non-productive areas where nature can recover. Recently, farmers in Europe have been protesting in large numbers due to their increasing frustration with declining incomes, excessive bureaucracy, and environmental regulations that they believe hinder their competitiveness. And for your weather today, it's currently 26 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29. It is very cloudy outside with heavy rainfall, which may lead to flash flooding, possibly in the north. Light winds are blowing southeasterly 15 to 25 kilometres per hour. And that's all for your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more Zlines.